This is a Main Hustle Media podcast.
Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jackie O and you're listening to Militantly Mixed.
Yo, this is Rashani from the Single Simulcast. And when I'm not making you laugh or making up parody songs, I'm kicking back, listening to Militantly Mixed.
Main Hustle Media podcasts are recorded on the ancestral lands of the Chumash, Tongva, Hohokam, and Yucateco Maya people. And we wish to pay our respects to the people of those nations, both past and present.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Militantly Mixed, the podcast about race and identity from the mixed race perspective. I'm your Sir Auntie, Charmaine Fury. And if you've been paying attention to the social media, you will be aware that on November 30th, I lost my husband. Tristan, he died of a blood clot in his leg, which was a combination of problems having to do with some injuries from jiu-jitsu and a genetic thing on his father's side and his mother's side, making just the worst combination of problems that ended up killing him when he's only 45. This was 3 days, I'm sorry, after I had recorded and uploaded my last episode of Militantly Mixed from 2023, in which I had said that I was very overwhelmed at the time and needed to take an extended hiatus, which would have already been what I would have done in December anyway, but things were so bad around that time that I didn't know quite when I'd feel comfortable to come back after the new year. And then 3 days later, he was dead. Which was completely unexpected. While he was in bed injured, we weren't looking to or anticipating his death. We thought he was just needing to recover. But that didn't happen. And so while I was going to be on hiatus anyway for December, I really wasn't able to do anything else but grieve and really just try to survive, if I'm honest. Not that I have the desire to die or anything like that. I'm not a suicidal person by nature. But really, you do give up. It was really hard to keep myself fed at first and showered. The only thing I was managing to do every day was make sure the cats were fed. I had a routine. I still have the routine. Wake up, brush my teeth, feed the cats, clean up the throw up, because my cats are, some of them are old and sick, and I have throw up to clean up every morning. Clean the litter box, wash the dishes. And in the 38 days since my husband's been dead, I've at least managed to keep my cats fed every day. Not necessarily litter box cleaned or showered or dishes washed, but I kept them fed at least. I do have some friends here, new friends, that have been thrust into a quick intimacy with me because they've had to look after me after my husband died, bringing me food or coming over to wash my dishes sometimes. They live around the corner or down the street from me. They're also American expats that I had already been starting a friendship with before, but they really stepped up to support me immediately after he died. I also had a friend come to stay with me for 3 weeks from the U.S. To try to get me organized and prepared to start to transition myself back to the U.S. This is the husband of the couple that I will be staying with when I return to the States. Shay, who, if you listen to my other show, Queer and Far, my co-host on that show, and her husband, Jeff. Jeff was the one that was here helping me for 3 weeks, but he's back stateside, and they are preparing the space that me and my cats are going to be moving into in their home in the next month. I wanted to come on today to do an update because if the only thing you have seen is the GoFundMe posts and just the announcement that my husband was dead, I have been getting emails and DMs and things, some of which I've been able to acknowledge through just a thumbs up or a heart. And some people I've been able to respond to. It really just depends on the day or the moment. And so rather than try to respond to everybody, because I got to tell you, I don't have the capacity for it. I thought I'd get on here to let everybody know what's happening. So it's been 38 days at the day that I'm recording since my husband died, and I have just been in survival mode, which is really not much of a change from the whole of my life. I've been in survival mode my whole life, but this is definitely different. Because you really do feel like there's a physical chunk ripped out of your body when your partner that you chose and that you kept choosing dies. You know, it's not like a breakup or a divorce or anything like that, or at least they're still walking around. It's just literally he's gone, but all his stuff is here, and our cats are here, and they're looking for him, and they're crying for him, and they're cuddling with me way more than they ever have while we all grieve this loss. And you just stupidly have to keep remembering to feed yourself. Or take a shower. Take out the trash. Wash the dishes. Shit that just doesn't feel like it matters at all. But I have to get on with it at some point. Whatever getting on with it means. I have to keep these cats alive, not just alive, but hopefully thriving and stimulated. And I know that I'll have to focus on myself at one point too, but I'm not quite ready for that yet. Right now, my main focus is my cats. But I wanted to come on to give everybody an update, because if you do follow me, I know that you care. There were a few of you listeners of the show that attended my husband's virtual memorial. There's been a number of you who have donated to the GoFundMe, which is really the thing keeping me sustained at the moment. And I want to let everybody know that podcasting is what I do, and it is
what I will have to get back to and a desire to get back to. I'm just, where Militantly Mix is concerned specifically, I am struggling to figure out how do I come back right now. Not ever, but right now. Sorry, I had an interruption. So for right now, my concern about Militantly Mix is that I can't be as present for a guest as I need to be, which is exactly why I had gone to solo episodes during the start of the Palestinian genocide, because it's such a huge topic in my household, in my family. My husband's Palestinian, his father's a refugee. I couldn't be present one-on-one in these interviews because it was such at the top of my mind. And now, I mean, there's literally three things I'm thinking of all the time. It's my husband's death, keeping my cats alive, and in a weird way, Matcha, Masala, and Murder, the newer podcast that I had started about a month before he died. He was so supportive of the show in a way that, like, he was more engaged in a way than he had been with the other shows. He's always been massively supportive of everything that I've worked on, and you know, he really was my biggest cheerleader to keep things going whenever things got tough financially or whatever. To keep the shows going. He always pushed, you know, me to keep it going. With Matcha, Masala, and Murder, though, it's the only show he actually ever watched every episode up until he died. And he had also come up with these really, really funny, like TikTok video ideas that he and I could do together. In fact, we had planned one out on the day that he died, but we didn't get a chance to record it because we just thought that we'd do it when he got better. And even now, they don't make sense to make without him because he would have been in them with me. So I think, partially because it was the thing that was giving me the only really beacon of joy I kind of had in the last couple months before he died, and because he was so involved, like, in enjoying the involvement and happy for me and supportive of me of it, I think I feel like I really want to get back to that show, because it'll be like just another way to feel close to him. And I think also because I don't have to engage with an individual deeply about their experiences and their identity, it'll be easier for me to participate both when it's Rhea's turn to tell a story, or when it's mine. It's something removed from me and from him to be able to talk about. So I think it'll be that my major focus, initially in coming back with podcasting. That being said, I will try to do recordings, of updates every so often. I'm about to enter a very difficult month of finishing out packing, arranging for travel for myself and my cats and our stuff. And then I'll have to settle in to my friend's place. She's offering me a room for me and my cats to be in. Until I can get on my feet. So that's an adjustment too, going from, you know, being your own independent person living in your own house to living in the room of somebody that loves you and wants to make sure that you're okay. And we'll feed your cats on the days that you can't get up and feed them. So, I'm gonna beg some more grace from the audience to give me time to come back
And even if I am doing other podcasts, just acknowledging and understanding that, like, my emotional and mental involvement is different with the things, the other shows that I do, than Militantly Mixed. Militantly Mixed is all heart based, and since my heart is broken right now, and because I don't think I have room to think about others at the moment, I'm gonna need to put this on pause for a bit, and I'll maybe figure out an alternative of how to release other material or something for a while, at least until I get settled back in the States. So maybe coming back in April or May or something. I don't know. That also being said, I have been on nights that I can't sleep, or random times throughout the day, I've been recording my feelings of what I've been experiencing since Tristan died. And because I'm a podcaster, I know that eventually it'll become a podcast. In fact, I've worked on art and setting up an infrastructure for it, because this is how I deal with stuff now. I press record, and I also need to capture a community in the same way that I was able to build one for Militantly Mixed, for my mixedness. It starts with, you know, me needing something, and then I press record, and then a community was built. And then Blurred Comics, the same thing happened, but on a different way. And I think, whether I like it or not, being a widow is now a part of my identity, and it's something I'm going to have to learn how to maneuver. And I've been in a widow group lately, a non-religious widow group on Facebook lately, and it has offered some comfort and some insight and some resources that I think ultimately will be a way for me to get through the early difficulties of this transition. I'm gonna mourn for Tristan for my whole life, and I will never not feel his absence. And even if I get to a place in the future where I find some version of happiness, I will always be sad at my loss and the fact that I didn't get to grow old with him. But I know I will eventually be more functional. I have no choice. But to get there, I need community. And as we've all learned with Militantly Mixed, specific community will be the thing that helps me heal the most, if healing is even a possibility in this respect. It has been for Militantly Mixed, for my mixed identity. It has been for my, like, comic book nerd, black nerd identity. Queerness as well. But with whatever my life will look like going forward, I will need to connect to a very specific community of people who've lost their partners as well. Non-religious people who have lost their partners. So with that in mind, I don't know when I'm going to start it. I've been recording, but I'm not re-listening or editing or anything. I've just been in a raw moment. I hit the record button when I need to get feelings out. I'll be working on a grieving podcast, or widow podcast maybe, about being the person that gets left behind and how you maneuver. And hopefully one day I will
be functional enough to be able to provide resources in the way the Militantly Mix was able to do. In the beginning, I just assume it's going to be all pain and feelings, I think. I don't know. So, yeah, that's something I'm thinking of as well. But with that, I am going to wrap up. I will try to update everybody as I can. And thank you again to those of you who have sent me messages. If I haven't responded to individually, just know I have read everything. It's just there's times I can't respond. And going back, I don't know if I will. I'm sorry. Thank you to everybody who's also donated to the GoFundMe. I've also seen a few of you share it as well. Thank you. It really has helped. I have a few more thousand to go until I'm able to pay to get everything back to the States. And then after that, I have to try to find work immediately, which is terrifying because the last thing I want to do is be in this state and have to work for somebody else. The plan was that I was never going to work for somebody else again. That's why he made me quit my job and started to support us, 2 years ago. So, I'm facing a very difficult time, and, unless or until I can sustain myself with podcasting, this is the support that I'm going to need. The GoFundMe and engagement, I guess, on the shows. For those of you who are interested in supporting the GoFundMe, I added it to a bit.ly to make it easier to mention it online. bit.ly/GoFundTree. Tree was my husband's nickname. And you could also go to, I don't think it's in the bio of Militantly Mix, but it is on my personal Instagram, Sir Auntie Main, which is now open to the public again. I had opened it for the Palestine stuff, and I guess it's still open. I don't know how long I will keep my private one open, but or if you want to see my husband's page, you can go to Sith Historian, SITHISTORIAN. There's a link to the GoFundMe there as well, and also to his TikTok videos and things, which he educated on deconstruction from organized religion. So that's all that I have for y'all. Again, thank you so much for your support, people that have been engaging since this has happened. I really do appreciate it, and I do feel it, even if I haven't responded directly to you. I'll be back when I can. Peace, y'all. Free Palestine. Be your mixed ass self.
Militantly Mix is a Main Hustle Media podcast, produced and hosted by me, Charmaine Fury. Music is by David Bogan, the One. You can follow us on social media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Militantly Mixed. If you'd like to become a sponsor of Militantly Mixed, please go to patreon.com/militantlymixed for monthly sponsorship or paypal.me/militantlymixed for a one-time only donation. And if you like what you hear on Militantly Mixed, please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to be your mixed ass self.
Main Hustle Media. Turn your side hustle into your main hustle.